Bavmetzir Yoshalmi, correspond to Bavmetzir Bavli, Daf Chof Dalad. We begin in the Yoshalmi and Daf Vavmet Beis at the foot of the page. The Mishnah tells us Ve'elu Chayav Lahachriz, the following items must be announced. Matzah Peiros Bekli, or Kli Kemoshehu, if a person found produce in a utensil or a utensil itself. Mois Bekis, or Kis Kemoshehu, or he found money in a pouch or a pouch itself. Tziburi Peiros, or Tziburi Mois, or he found piles of produce or piles of money. Shlosha Madbeos Ze Al Gabe Ze, or he found three coins piled up. Krichos Burshus Ayochid, Vikikosh or Balabayas, or he found bundles in a private domain or loaves of a private baker. Vigizei Tzemeh Halukuchos Mbeisa Uman, or shearings of processed wool. Kade Yain Ukade Shemen, or he found jugs of wine or jugs of oil. Chayav Lahachris, he has to announce any of these things. And the Gemara now tells us, Rav Yehuda Omer, Shlosha Madbeis Shel Shlosha Malochim. Rav Yehuda says, the Mishnah is referring to three coins with three images of three different kings for it to be considered an identifying mark. Amr Belaza, V'afilu Shloshtan Shel Melech Echad V'asuyen Goydlin. Rav Elazar says, even if all three coins were from one king, but with three different widths, with the widest at the bottom of the pile. Shel Shlosha Malochim V'asuyen Shlosha Goydlin. V'afilu Shloshtan Shel Melech Echad V'asuyen Goydlin. This means three different kings with three widths, or even one king with three widths, that would be fine. And we skip the words Kadayan, Kadishemen, Chayav Lahachriz, and Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Hava Kagoin Ahein Matsuva, Ein Chayav Lahachriz. Rabbi Yochanan says if the jugs of wine or oil were arranged like a Matsuva, he does not need to announce them. Mahu, what is a Matsuva? Kagoin Ahein Matsuva, Kagoin Ahein Kapifa, Shoshlosha Bnei Adam, Mekendula Yadaleman Machzra, Ein Chayav Lahachriz. It's like dwellings of three people built into a triangle. Because he does not know to whom to return it, he's not required to announce it. Amr Rabbi Yosi, Atshma Mina, Baum Nash, Hav Mahalechoi, Rabbi Chalafta, Naf Mina Yochad Dina, Mekedola Yadoleman Machzva, Ein Echayev Lahachuiz. Rabbi Yosi says we learn from the following story. There was once a person walking behind Rabbi Chalafta. A dinar coin fell from one of them. Because it was unclear to whom it had to be returned, it did not need to be returned. Shimon bar Bava have a mahalich choy Rabbi Laza nafa minei dina oishtele Shimon bar Bava. Amalei kvar nisayashti minei. Amila niskavein lo yiskavein Rabbi Laza ela lezuchuye lo Rabbi Shimon bar Bava begenda have inesh misken. Shimon bar Bava was once walking behind Rabbi Laza. A dinner fell from Rabbi Laza and Shimon handed it back to him. Rabbi Laza said, I had already given up hope on this. And they said Rabbi Laza's intent was to give it to Rabbi Shimon because he was poor, but you can't learn the law from this particular case. And we come now to the next Mishnah. We're now on Daf Zayin and Madalef at the top. Mishnah says, Matza, Acha Hagofa, Acha Hagader, Goizlois Mekushorin, Oy Beshvilim, Shebesodois, Hari, Ze Lo Yiga Behen. The Mishnah says, if he found tied chicks behind a wooden or a stone fence or in the paths of the fields, he should not touch them. Matza, Kli Ba'ashbois, Im Mechusa, Lo Yiga Boy, Ve Im Megula, Noitele Machuiz. If he found a vessel in the garbage dump, if it's covered, he should not touch it. If it's exposed, he should take it and announce it. Matza Begal, Oy Bekoisel Yashon, Hoi Elu, Sheloi. If he found it in a pile of stones or in an old wall, he is allowed to keep it. Matza Bekoisel Chadosh. If he found it in a new wall of a house, then Mechetzi Velechutz, Sheloi, Mechetzi Velefnim, Shobalabayis. From the middle outwards, he may keep it, but if he found it from the middle inwards, it belongs to the house owner. Imhaya maskiroi la'acherim afele matzah b'secha bayis ha'eilu shaloi. If the owner rented it to others, then even if he found it in the inside part of the house, he may keep it, as the Gemara is going to explain. And the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda Omer uvovad goizlois mekushorim b'kanfehim. Rav Yehuda says that when the Mishnah taught that if he found tied chicks, he shouldn't touch them, it's only when their wings are tied. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Ashkach Chama Machzei B'Hafisa V'Nistei. Azal Shal Larav Amalei Le'avad Tavo. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda found covered wine in a leather bottle and he took it. Rav told him that he didn't act correctly because the owner was certainly planning to return for it. So Rabbi Abba asked, Amalei Chazrei. He said, should I return it? Amalei Rav answered him, Loi, Deneima Asa Marei Baile Le'ashkachei V'Esyayesh Minei. No, because as we say, that the owner might have come back and found it missing and given up hope of retrieving it, means rather you should take it home, and if it's an identifying mark, you should announce it, and if not, you should put it aside until Elio Anovi comes to decide what to do with it. Tani Marza Ba'ashba Chayav Lahachuz. Shederech Ha'ashba Le'taltel. Marza Ba'gal Uvekoisa Yoshon Ha'e Elu Sheloi Shani Oimer Sham Amoyim Hayu. If he found it in a garbage dump, he has to announce it, because it's normal for a garbage dump to be emptied, and it'll be lost if he doesn't take it and announce it and leaves it where it is. If he found it in a pile of stones or in an old wall, he may keep it, as you could say that it dates back to the time of the Amorites.